Center Stage Productions hosts Warrior Productions and the second annual short play festival at the Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck, May 6th, May 7th, May 8th. 8 short plays of new and original works will be showcased, and we are joined by Elaine Fernandez, playwright and president and founder of Warrior Productions, and playwrights Mariana Bonsek and Nadine Curry. Thank you all for being here. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so let's begin with you, Elaine. What have you gotten everybody into?
Well, I have gotten them into another year of a lot of fun and performances that are all written by local writers.
Yes.
All original works. They span the gamut from very poignant, sad plays to very funny plays. We've got a great body of work that we're presenting this year that I feel very, very proud of.
What are you ultimately looking for?
What am I looking for? I suppose the larger answer to that is an opportunity for local playwrights who otherwise would not have the opportunity to see their work produced, have their work produced by the talented actors we have in the area on stage at a state-of-the-art theater. That's what we all write for. That's what every writer hopes for. And I appreciate being able to give them that opportunity. For myself personally, I have the same goal to get my own work out there, especially because my own personal drive for writing the kind of material I do comes from a great concern I have about human and social issues and a lot of experience with them, which is everything that I do write about.
So tell me a little bit about the event that will be taking place over the weekend and how it will unfold.
Okay. So there's a program A and a program B. There are 8 short plays. Some are as short as 15 minutes. Others are as long as an hour. Program A will have 4 plays that will be presented on Friday, May 6th at 8 o'clock. And then those same 4 plays will be shown again on Saturday, May 7th at 3 o'clock. Program B is the same, a mix of longer one acts and a couple of short plays. And they begin on Saturday evening, May 7th at 8 p.m. And they show again on Sunday, May 8th, which is Mother's Day, at 3 p.m.
So two of the playwrights, we have 2 of the playwrights in that grouping, the Saturday at 8 and the Sunday at 3. And we begin with Mariana Bonsek, whose play is All in a Day's Work. What is it about?
It's about what happens when one coworker is inadvertently thrust into the private life of another coworker. And the idea behind it is we work with so many people and rarely do we get to know their private lives. And so this is what happens when one worker, it, like I said, inadvertently gets thrust into this life of this other worker and has to deal with the problems he finds there.
So you start off, I assume, with good intentions, and then you're mired in a dilemma.
Yeah, absolutely. And my play is about that coworker that nobody really likes, and she becomes ill, and he is, you know, hoodwinked into bringing over the basket of cheer and the get well card.
Yes.
And then, of course, it's a series of mishaps, and he ends up having to be involved in her life.
So give me a brief sketch on the time frame of this play, in the sense of when did you start writing it, and how has it gotten to this point?
I probably started writing it about a year ago, and I wrote little bits, and then I joined the Hudson Valley Playwrights, and workshopping it really helped because people helped me to develop it into, it's a one act.
Sure.
And so between starting to the end where I felt comfortable was about a year.
Now, Nadine Curry joins us as well. Her play is A Change in Climate. Tell us about that, of how that came about.
Okay, well, the play, it's about a woman who's turning 40, and she is planning to celebrate her 40th by visiting her family. She travels cross-country to celebrate with the family, and she runs into a bunch of family secrets, and madness ensues.
So, I guess I don't want to give too much away, but as far as, so then the parents are involved and it gets into a whole thing, right?
The whole family's involved, yes.
Yeah, okay. How long has this been in the works for you?
Well, I started writing it again when I joined the Hudson Valley Playwrights last year. I started writing it in June of 2015, and I workshopped it there. It took about 4 months to write it. And I had the benefit of using the actors there so I could hear the voices of the characters. It was very helpful. And just kept rewriting and reworking it to the last possible second.
Now, the first group of plays that will be performed on Friday, May 6th at 8 and Saturday at 3 includes your play, Elaine,
yes.
Which is The Truth About Landing. Tell us about that.
It's about basically what older people confront in the modern job market. And so it starts off with people in an unemployment training program. One of the people in that program lands a job, and she finds it to be very different from what she expected and what jobs were like many years ago when she first entered the job market.
What has, and I've been asking this question, but how long has it been in the works for you?
Probably about the same as Nadine. I would say it took me about 4 months, and the same process. It's one of the wonderful things about the workshop. You know, we bring in our ideas, we develop them, we get a lot of great feedback from the group, and then you go home, you go back to work. Because the truth is, I think with any body of work, whether it's a play, a book, a memoir, or poetry, it's always in the rewrites. Like, you throw out your first draft, you know, there's just so much work that's involved in it, and it's really about the rewriting. And even right up until the end, I mean, even this past week, I was making some final changes in certain parts of my play, and it's a constant work in progress.
Talk a little bit about the actors that you get for this, and how that company works. I assume they are in all of the plays, or at least some of them. Is that?
We do have actors that are in multiple plays in the festival for sure. Last year was our first run, and we had 16 plays last year that we did. And one of the wonderful gifts to come from that was that we met a great group of very reliable, talented actors, and we were able to tap into that pool again this year. So we have a lot of familiar faces, just a wide breadth of talent. Also with the directors, we have some phenomenal directors. Johnny Dell, Lou Trapani, Andy Weintraub, Tracy Carney, Dennis Skiba. Gosh, please forgive me if I'm missing anybody. I don't have my binder in front of me.
No,
my binder's my Bible. It's got all this information. But there really is a lot of talent that goes into it, and I feel very proud of that because the performances are just going to be phenomenal. We've been watching. This week is the final week. The shows come out on Friday, and so everybody's doing their last-minute rehearsals. We're all able to use the center stage this week to do our final rehearsals. And so I've been present watching some of the other plays, and it's a lot of fun. They're really good. It's all Hudson Valley talent. I mean, this is all completely local. The writers are local, which is one of the things that Warrior is deeply invested in, is, you know, working exclusively with local writers and giving them this opportunity. And the play selection is also very important to me because I tend to be drawn toward plays that are very poignant in messaging, whether it's a humorous message, or something that is overtly sad, which is the case with some of our plays. One deals with suicide, for example. I think that what I like to look for are things that resonate with everybody, especially at a time like we're living in today. I think that we're living in a time of a lot of uncertainty. I think the economic climate is very different. I think the world's climate is very different. Just so much has changed. And I think that people are graduating college and not finding good jobs. There's a lot happening, and people are writing about it. And I like to look for that. I like to look for things that really resonate with people that they can relate to.
Mariana, you touched on this, which was the fact of hearing the actors say the words and understanding that. Talk a little bit more about what you get as a writer and how that works for revision process and how you learn from that experience.
Oh, definitely, because writing is a very solitary art. You know, I'm sitting at home writing a play, reading all the parts myself, and obviously I'm not hearing the voices. I'm hearing what I think I wrote on the page. And suddenly when an actor takes it, they put their own spin on it. And you see your words come to life. You see the way the actors understood the words on the page. And for me, it's both an exciting and a very humbling experience that people are willing to take my words and act them. And sometimes immediately you see what needs to be revised when somebody else puts it in their mouth. And it doesn't matter whether I read it to myself 100 times at home, you hear the character read it and you know right away that that needs to be tweaked or that really works. Or sometimes the character even adds things that you're very pleased, you know, they put a twist of humor on it, or they do it in a way you hadn't imagined. And in that way, your work really, it comes alive right before your eyes. And like I said, it's very exciting, and it is extremely humbling. Yeah. Extremely humbling.
Nadine, talk a little bit about your editing process.
While I'm writing, and then I find the actors to do, like, well, I'll do it in segments. And then I have, like, an idea of who that character is by... Right when I'm writing, I'd like to think about that person's voice, and then that actor becomes the character for me. So therefore, it's easier for me to write from that person's point of view. Mm-hmm. Even if it's someone that I'm not going to ultimately be able to cast in the production, I still like to write with the idea of the other person in mind, how they would speak, how this person, so that every person doesn't sound exactly like me, the different voices, and how, you know, they kind of bring a real person to it, even if I end up having to have a different actor ultimately in the production.
You want the voices in your head to be unique.
Yes. Yes. So it's not just completely schizophrenic.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Center Stage Productions hosts Warrior Productions and the second annual short play festival at the Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck, May 6th, 7th, and 8th. So the timing again, for the first group of plays, Friday, May 6th at 8, and Saturday, May 7th at 3. And then for the second group of plays, Saturday, May 7th at 8, and Sunday, May 8th at 3 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to the link that will be posted on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Elaine, Mariana, and Nadine, thank you so much for being
You're
here.
Welcome.
Best of luck in your work. Thank
you.
Have
thank
a beautiful
you
weekend.
Thank you so much, Joe. Can I say one last thing very quickly? I just wanted to mention that the performances are a variety of both fully realized staged readings, which means actors will have props and furniture and costumes, but they'll have book in hand, and others are full production. Like, it's kind of an interesting mix the way that each of the plays are being presented.
Well, it'll be a beautiful weekend, great plays, all kinds of good stuff going on. You can find out more at wamc.org/roundtable. Thank you all very
Thank
much.
You.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.